80% of the time, the nations of the UN back the old Soviet Union. They are not our friends. But basically, this does not mean the creation of a new world so that all of a sudden we're going to have to give up all these freedoms and things of that sort. Number nine, we need to crack down on sedition and treason. Okay? This is important. The active promotion of the overthrow of our nation and its constitution was never protected by the First Amendment. Do you realize in the 1950s, when McCarthy was cracking down on all these communists he found within our government, in high places, especially the State Department? When McCarthy was doing that, you had to sign a form. If you wanted to teach in the public schools that you would not aid or fight for the overthrow of the United States government and its constitution, you had to sign a statement saying that you were loyal to the Constitution and that you were not a communist. But guess what? Organizations like the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, said that was unconstitutional, violated the First Amendment. Let me say something. The Founding Fathers were not dumb enough, okay, to give people the power in the Constitution to overthrow the Constitution. Okay? One of the reasons why, you know, the answer is not to make all of us, the law-abiding citizens, suspects, so that we have to go through pat-down checks every time we just go to the store or whatever. That's not the answer. Now, the answer is not take away our rights. But the answer is to go back. So if people are protesting and saying they want to overthrow, violently overthrow the United States government, that is not protected by the Constitution. And McCarthy was right to go after the communists. And to this day, I've yet to hear anybody provide evidence that a guy he branded as definitely a communist, I've never heard anybody say, well, the guy really wasn't a communist. Instead, what these guys openly admit is, oh, yeah, it's communistic, but that's protected by the First Amendment, and he was the threat to our freedom. McCarthy was not the threat to our freedom. Okay? And that's not popular to say, by the way. But that just shows how bad things are getting. If you can't zero in and try to find the communists, the traitors, within our own political system, then what makes you think that our intelligence agencies have the ability to find those trying to overthrow our government in society at large? Okay? So crack down on sedition and treason. Number 10, promote an intelligent patriotism. I got chills up and down my spine when they told George Bush they couldn't hear him because he wasn't using the blow horn properly. And so he got on the horn and he said, but I assure you, I can hear you. And he's talking to the workers that are trying to rescue people. He said, I can hear you. All of America hears you. He waited for them to stop applauding. And then he said, and those who brought these buildings down, they will hear from us. I got chills up and down my spine. And then I got chills up and down my spine when right after that, spontaneously, all these workers said, USA, USA, USA. We need that. We need patriotism and love for America and loyalty to America. But it's got to be an intelligent patriotism. The last time we had this big burst of patriotism, okay, and Whitney Houston sang the Star Spangled Banner at the football game or whatever, and we were all patriotic and pro-America, we then went out and in the name of the United Nations, whooped on Saddam Hussein, but then left him alive because because he really makes the UN look more important and all that type of thing, whatever. Hey, let me tell you, we need an intelligent patriotism. We need to be pro-American, but being pro-America does not mean being pro-UN. They're mutually exclusive. The United Nations wants to control Americans. It doesn't want the American government to decide, make its own decisions. And the American government, if it goes by the Constitution, most of the power goes down to us. We're a country that deals with self-governance under God's laws. Okay? The UN wants to rule. So as we chant USA, 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 just remember there's a difference between that and UN. Okay? I back those 50 to 100 congressmen who every year vote to get the United States out of the United Nations. Okay? Most of the governments in the United Nations are bloodthirsty terrorist-type regimes, just like the one that backed this latest hit, or the ones that backed this latest hit. So promote an intelligent patriotism. Number 11, increase the efficiency of our intelligence operations without infringing on the freedoms of law-abiding citizens. By the way, with the intelligent patriotism, rather than being pro-UN, Genesis 11, the building of the Tower of Babel, God is against mankind reuniting while we're still in rebellion against Him. God is opposed to a one-world government, to international law. Revelation 13, it's going to lead, this push for a one-world government and international law is going to lead to the kingdom of the Antichrist. Okay? We can't back that. But Joshua 2, Joshua sent the spies out to spy out the land. You need that. It's all part of military. It's all part of defense. It's all a part of military strategy. We need to increase the efficiency of our intelligence operations without infringing on the freedoms of law-abiding citizens. Basically, what Jimmy Carter took away from our intelligence operations, some of this sounds ugly, but he took away like the powers where we would go into other countries, enemy countries, sneak in there and find some of their nationals, some of their citizens, and see if we could pay them off, or maybe out of allegiance to America, maybe they were freedom-loving people in a bad country, see if we can get these nationals to spy on their government for us. But you need that. They're all doing it to us. You got to have that. We had Rahab the harlot working for Israel. Okay? If she didn't do that, the spies would have never got back with the report. And sometimes it gets real ugly, but we got to take a lower-level bad guy, throw the guy up against the wall, and say, look, you're either going to be executed, or you're going to spend life in an American prison, or you're going to go on our payroll and work for us as an informant because we want names and we want them bad. And that sounds ugly, but NYPD has to do that just to get the drug dealers. And it's an ugly world we live in. We're left with some rotten choices. I don't think we should ever get to the point of turn into a Sammy the Bull, Gravano, whatever his name was. The guy had blown away 19 people. And we cut him loose with no prison sentence. Of course, he's no longer under the witness protection program, and I'm sure John Gotti's people are looking for him. But whatever the case, there is a point where we got to work with some bad guys to get their leaders. Okay. Now that's the kind of things I'm talking about, not giving all power to our intelligence operations so they can just look in on us and mess with law-abiding citizens. On the Fox News Network, one of the reporters mentioned that the phone calls of Osama bin Laden that we intercepted and stuff, he said it was through Echelon. Okay? Echelon is a satellite system and through other electronic means. Every phone call, every email in this country and throughout the world can be monitored worldwide. Okay? And pretty much all the countries of the Western world are doing it. Okay? This is a fact that came out in the congressional record and everything. What it is though, but there's not enough people to monitor every call. So there'll be like a few thousand words that if seven or eight of these words, like terrorism, revolution, right to bear arms or whatever, if seven or eight of these words appear in the right combination, it's sends a message, and then they know we got to start monitoring it. Now, that's unconstitutional for the American government to monitor our calls. So guess what the US of A has done? We asked Great Britain to monitor our calls because it's a different government, so they monitor our calls and we monitor theirs for them, and then we exchange notes. Okay? So keep in mind, this is a mixed bag of goods. When we bring down Osama bin Laden, the ways that we bring him down are probably ways that they can bring down Phil Fernandez if they feel like bringing him down. But the thing is, I didn't break any laws. But you can outlaw that which is good, outlaw the preaching of the gospel, or you could just say, well, we can't outlaw it, Americans wouldn't accept it, but let's just create crimes that this guy committed, okay, and do that sort of thing. So we have to be careful there, but we do need to increase the efficiency of our intelligence operations without, you know, declaring war on law-abiding citizens. Now, what I want us to look at is the church's response. We talked about America's response. I'm going to just run through this real quick. I don't like acronyms, but I wanted to make sure everybody would remember this, and so I developed an acronym for it. It spells power. One of the reasons why things are going bad in America is because the church has lost its power. The church in America has lost its saltiness. Okay? And what I'm talking about, the power that we lost, we've lost the power of the Holy Spirit working through the church to transform our culture. Instead, the culture is transforming us. And so I spelt this out, power. We need to get the church's power back. And the first way to do that, P, is prayer. We need to pray. Paul says, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. So we're supposed to pray in the good times. We got to pray even heavier during the bad times. Okay? We need to cry out to God for help. Cry out to God for others. Okay? We need revival in this country, but guess what? No prayer, no revival. Tonight, the weather looks like it's going to be sloppy, so it's going to take some commitment. 7 p.m. at the fairground, across from the fairgrounds where they had the demolition derby, Sylvan Way Baptist Church, Pastor Rick Glomstead, a good friend of mine, used to be my daughter's youth pastor. He's putting together this prayer vigil where they'll be out there with candles and stuff like that. If you get a chance to go out there, there's a good opportunity to pray. But you can pray at home. You can pray on a job site, okay? But if you get a chance to go out there, that would be great. But we need to pray. Number two, we need to obey. We need to obey. John 14:15. Jesus said, if you love me, obey my commands. If you love me, keep my commands. Okay? Verse 21 says pretty much the same thing. We need to obey the Lord, and one of the ways we can do that is by helping others in need. We need to witness. The W there, witness. You know, Matthew 28:19, where we're to go, make disciples of all nations, baptize them, and then teach them all things that Jesus said in His Word. We need to share the gospel with others. That same passage, we need to educate others. Okay? Which means we need to teach the Bible, but we should also educate others, teach them principles from God's Word about freedom. Americans need to hear that. If we do not educate other Americans in the principles of freedom, while they're cheering USA, 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 and they cheer our government leaders are going to be handing off the USA to the UN. We have to educate. Let me tell you, Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, these guys are not doing it. The moral majority is not doing it. They're backing the Republican Party because they think they've got an open door there. And the leadership of the Republican Party on the national level is throwing its eggs in the UN basket right along with the Democratic Party. So if we don't do it ourselves, don't think it's going to get done by the moral majority, okay? Unfortunately, a lot of our leaders have sold out to the Republican Party, and that's not the way to go. Okay, so we need to educate, teach the Bible and principles of freedom to other Americans. I hate to make a commercial here, but when the funds are in, we're going to publish our new book, and that's a step in the right direction, where we can educate others about what's going on. It's going to be titled God, Government, and the Road to Tyranny. Okay? And believe me, Americans, especially American Christians, need to read this book. And the final point there is we need to repent. 2 Chronicles 7, verses 13 and 14, and I'll read that. We have to admit that part of the problem in America is directly traceable to the church. Okay? As long as the church continues to try to be like the world and say the things that the world wants to hear, okay, we are not going to influence them for the good. They're going to influence us for the bad. We have pastors who all they want is a big church, and if they got to take the Bible and hide it in a corner and preach feel-good self-help messages, okay, then they'll do it. We have got to get away from that, okay? A church of 50 that is really a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church is way more powerful than a church of 10,000 that just tells people what they want to hear. Okay? I don't apologize for the size of our church. Would I like us to be bigger? You bet. Okay? But the fact of the matter is, if we get bigger, we're going to get bigger preaching God's Word, not preaching political correctness. Okay? And look, I got to tell you the truth from God's Word. Eric's got to tell you the truth from God's Word. John's got to tell you the truth from God's Word, even if it hurts you and even if it hurts us. God's truth is still the truth, whether it makes us feel good or not. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. This was for Israel, but you can apply it to America today as well. If I shut up the heavens, God is speaking, if I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Let me tell you something. God would have spared Sodom and Gomorrah if there were only 10 people calling on His name. If we humble ourselves, get on our knees before God, and cry out to Him, God will heal our land. Is that going to happen? I don't know. I love America. I'm patriotic. I served 3 years in the Marine Corps. I'm more patriotic today than I was back then. But the church is more important to me than America. But I have to admit, I don't have a whole lot of confidence in the American church. I have all the confidence possible in the God of the Bible. But the American church right now is trying to do it with the wisdom of man. But if we cry out to God, our church, the American church, has the ability to repent, to turn back to God, and then God, when we do that, God will heal our land. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' precious name, we just thank You, Lord, for being such a good God. And we thank You for the many freedoms that we've enjoyed throughout the history of this country. We thank You for the founding fathers. We thank You for Your hand upon the history of this nation. Right now, we come to You at a trying time after these terrorist hits on the Twin Towers and the Pentagon, the hijackings. We just pray, Lord, that Your people, Your church in America, would repent and would seek Your face, would believe Your truth and proclaim Your truth rather than proclaiming the wisdom of man. That we would stop trying to make people feel good, and instead we would proclaim Your truth and love others and speak the truth in love. So I pray, Lord, that the American Evangelical Church would repent of her sins. That our church, Trinity Bible Fellowship, maybe we haven't been trying as hard to bring friends in. Maybe we haven't been giving like You've called us to give. Maybe we haven't been budgeting our money like You've called us to do, and we're spending more than we're making. Maybe we're not reading Your Word. We're not praying enough. Whatever it is, Lord, show us where we're missing the boat. Show us where we're missing Your will, and cause us to repent and to seek Your face so that You make Trinity Bible Fellowship the kind of church that You want us to be. and that you make the American Evangelical Church the kind of church that you want us to be. So I pray, Lord, that you would cause your people to repent in this nation, and so that you would come and heal our land. You would visit America once again with your blessings, with your freedom, with your peace, and with your protection. I pray, Lord, that you give wisdom to the governing authorities, and that you would change the hearts that need to be changed so that they would be loyal to our country and our government and our Constitution and not to the United Nations. And I pray, Lord, that you would take the American people, bring us closer to you through these rough times, but take away our fear so that we don't surrender freedoms and surrender rights. But help us, Lord, educate us, make us wise enough, responsible enough to be a free people who do not have to depend on the government in all these areas. But I just pray, Lord, that you would bless America, that you would bring your wrath upon the evildoers, that you would restore order and peace, and that our government would return to the Constitution rather than giving up sovereignty to the United Nations. But Lord, I also thank you for the fact that you call us to proclaim your truth in a free nation. But if we ever lose that freedom and become part of a ruthless, tyrannical New World Order, our job is still to proclaim your truth. And so I thank you, Lord, that you'll use us and work through us in the bad times, and you'll work through us in the good times. You'll work through us if we're in a free country, but you'll also work through us if we're part of a tyrannical regime. I just thank you, Lord, that the governments may infringe upon us and limit our powers, but your power can never be limited. I thank you that you are the God who sits enthroned, and I pray that this event causes the church in America, as well as non-believers, that it causes them to come to you for salvation, so that America in unity can bow before your throne and acknowledge that the God of the Bible is the one true God, and in him we trust alone. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.